Hey, what's up, guys? Here in another episode of Eli and Mike in the beautiful city of Beverly Hills. All right, guys, let me introduce you to somebody amazing. She's right next to me. She's been in Next Level Chef Season 4. So you guys, this is a Next Level Chef Season 4. So it's already out, and she does some amazing dishes. I want to introduce you, Natalia Joy, here with us today.
Loves it.
Hi, hi. How are you guys?
It's amazing. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. I'm honored.
So honored. We're honored as well.
I mean, anything that has to do with food. And obviously, you're a very beautiful chef, by the way, which not to talk any smash about chefs, but you're a very beautiful chef. So. And it's not common. At least I think, I don't know. But yeah. I mean, there's just the kitchen's a lot going on in it, you know?
Right.
But
it's a very rough space.
It is a very rough space.
Oh my God.
But I think, by watching the season, you've done such an amazing job.
Did you guys actually watch the season?
I watched two of them.
Okay.
Two of the actual.
Okay.
Yeah. So I
we got to catch up.
Yeah, we have to catch up. But I think you did an amazing job. And I feel like, you know, obviously you're working with Gordon Ramsay. First of all, let's back into Gordon Ramsay. How is it working with Gordon Ramsay?
Gordon Ramsay is like a joy. Like,
really?
I have only positive things to say.
Wow.
It was interesting because I was getting a lot of comments on my Instagram saying, like, how can you compare yourself to the other contestants in like Hell's Kitchen?
Yes.
Because they're real professionals, and that's why Gordon was a lot more strict with them. And for you guys, it was more mentoring. And I'm like, that's incorrect. Like, there are professional chefs on my show.
Okay.
And even though I'm a home chef, like, I'm like, it's acting. Like,
yes.
Don't like sit there and say that you know everything,
right,
and that he was just really easy on you.
Right.
Like, when it wasn't. Like, that was one of the most intense, like, pressure-filled things.
Wow.
And, like, you feel it.
Yes.
And there are times that he gets, like, you know, outraged and everything.
Right,
but
right.
Overall, he's a very positive person. And I don't think he was ever truly mean to anyone. Like, nothing but
right.
good things. Even to, like, the cast, to the producers, to the writers, all the editors. He's like such a sweetheart.
That's
to
amazing.
Everyone.
Yeah. We actually know a couple of different people that know Gordon Ramsay. And honestly, everyone basically explains him exactly like you just did. So, you know, it definitely shows that he's like an amazing person.
He really
you know.
Is, yeah.
He features on TV like if he's just this rootsome.
I think it's crazy. A persona.
Right.
I think in his youth, like, people were just like flabbergasted that someone can be speaking this way.
Right.
But that sometimes is how kitchens are ran. Like, they're cussing at each other.
Right.
There's so much pressure.
Yes.
So it's entertaining to watch. Mm-hmm. But you guys forget that this is television.
Exactly.
It's for entertainment purposes.
It's obviously scripted. Every some of it's scripted.
Some of it is scripted. Not, and it's exaggerated.
Mm-hmm.
But like everything that we did as far as cooking was real.
Nice.
The
amazing.
Times were real.
Love
the
it.
Time that we had to figure out what to make was real. Everything was real.
So like when you're on these cooking shows, which we're obsessed with.
Yes.
And, I can eat right now. I just like you love to eat.
Right.
I'll do it all day. Everybody knows.
Right. Yes. Eli loves eating. And so when you're on these cooking shows and the time's like about to run out, because that's always my favorite part.
At
like
end,
it's like 30 seconds.
Down.
Yeah, the countdown.
30 seconds to play.
I'm like,
get
no.
Play right now.
Like, are you actually feeling that pressure? And it's you're literally like, okay, if I don't finish this right now, like I'm done.
So, I think I had like pretty great dishes the entire time that I was there.
Yeah.
I think the only time that I was actually really nervous was when I did my tamales in under 30 minutes.
Yeah, can we talk about that? Yeah, we have to.
So you made tamales in under 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Please explain.
And like viral
okay, and then here we buy the masa, right? From like Amapola, whatever, Northgate.
Yes, exactly.
We buy the masa already.
Yes,
no,
prepared,
over there I had to make it. I had to make it with like the flour, masa flour, like the water, the aceite.
Flavor.
I don't know. It was a steam challenge, and I was like, Mexicans don't steam food. Like, what am I going to steam?
Right.
And I had gotten ground lamb. You can't steam ground lamb. And so I decided to go above and beyond, and I was like, if this is going to send me home, F it. Like, I'm going to go out with a bang.
Wow.
Like, because tamales, you know, it's such a sacred thing in our culture.
It is.
So I did them, and then they were raw, and I had to torch the shit out of it. I was like, I don't care what goes on in this. Like, I'm going to, like, you have to pivot so quickly.
Oh, my God.
And think, and I was like, I torched it, and then it ended up working. And
no
and
way, like it actually cooked it.
It actually cooked, yeah, because it still cooks even if it's sitting on the plate. Like after a while, you know, that's why a lot of tamales are sobrecocen because they've oversteamed them.
Yeah.
So that was the only time that I was extremely nervous, like sick to my stomach.
Oh my
but
God.
Other than that, I think that I was very organized.
Mm-hmm.
That I kind of just. I'm really good working under pressure, and I can, nice. I don't like freak out. Mm-hmm. I'm just kind of like, okay, next thing. I mean, I grew up with brothers, like, and okay. my mom's yelling. So it's like, onto the next, you got to figure it out. You can't like, you can't be in shock. You can't mm-hmm. freeze. Like, you have to always be like on your survival instincts.
Yes.
So I think that's that helped me a lot on the show.
How did that?
So let's talk about your survival instincts. So yes. you say you have brothers.
I have three brothers.
Yeah, three brothers. Yes. Younger than you or older?
Two younger, one older. Okay. But my mom had three kids back to back, and mm-hmm. I'm the only girl.
Okay.
And so when I mean like survival instincts, I mean like I grew up extremely poor. Okay. My mom had to work. My parents worked. And so I had to kind of take over for my family and take the load off of her. Oh, and wow. so I feel like I've always just kind of done things for yes. everyone. So it's kind of naturally happens.
Okay. Got it. Yeah. And where did you grow up?
I grew up in Maywood, California.
Okay, okay.
So the outskirts of LA.
There you go, yes.
And then
Los Angeles County.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
yes.
then I moved to Long Beach as a teenager. Oh, so wow. those are like my two cities.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
So it's just definitely different from, I mean, well, obviously in Beverly Hills now, but you've really like done so much for yourself. Considering, I mean, you look extremely young. I think you're still a teenager.
Yeah, we don't know your age.
No, I'm about to be 30.
Guys. Oh my God, you look so good.
Today's teenager now, right? With the way we take care of our bodies, the way we eat now, yes. it's a change.
Like, your body
right,
is a right. temple.
Yes, yes. exactly.
You have done so much for yourself. So let's backtrack a little bit. Yes. I want to know more about the OG Natalia.
Yes.
So,
yes. Ask away.
So from going, Maywood, right?
From Maywood, right?
From Maywood.
So growing up in Maywood, obviously you did indicate that you grew up poor. Mm-hmm. Let's break that down. So you had a full family. Both your parents were working?
Mm-hmm. Both my parents were working. My mom, in the beginning, she wasn't working. She was a stay-at-home mom. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I didn't understand how difficult it is to raise children
yes.
until I had my own. Because
yes.
I have a daughter.
Oh my I don't gosh. Know if you guys know that. I didn't know that. Oh, my gosh. Huge news.
No, I am a mom. I have a daughter. She's 6 years old.
Oh, my God.
Yes, I just don't broadcast her all over the internet. Okay, I think it's important, you know, to keep your kids as innocent as possible. Mm-hmm. And, like, social media just has ruined it a lot. And also, when you yes. put stuff on social media, you're opening up, like, the realms of people to criticize you right. and criticize your content.
Yes.
And so the one thing that I will not allow is like mm-hmm. people to criticize me as a mom.
Yes.
Me like with my daughter, right. daughter, her looks. Yes. Like that was a super hard boundary that I put on myself. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm not gonna do that.
Yeah.
You can take me all day long, but right. people on the internet are very harsh. So.
Oh, they are.
And you yes, know that people definitely. Are gonna be harsh at anything, no matter what
yeah.
you do.
Yeah.
We talk about that all the time because we're always doing these podcasts. Yeah. We're doing this fashion stuff in the street,
yeah.
just like you're doing your cooking.
Yeah.
Someone's gonna say something bad.
Negative.
Always. And it's just yes. natural for people to yeah. be like that. You just have to know how to protect yourself.
Yeah.
We actually also don't post our kids. We have a 21-year-old and an 18-year-old son.
Mm-hmm. So what?
Yes. Yes.
They just choose not. They're the same. They're like, oh, right. I don't want to be on social media.
Wait, how old are you?
Yeah. We're old.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I was like, should we?
Tell me your age.
Okay. Ellie's been good. Ellie's been good.
I'm 34.
Yeah. You're so young.
God bless. God bless.
Yeah.
Shut up. No, you're not.
Yeah.
You look so good.
Right.
I think the drain is entered.
Right. I'm like melting away.
I'm melting away. I swear, if you would have asked me, I would have been like, yeah, he's 32.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I swear.
No, and I think, right. And I think that's why we didn't ask, like, think that you had a baby girl, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because you look like you're 20, so I'm like, what the heck? Like, oh
it's
my God.
Botox.
Okay, girl, you know, right?
Beverly Hills yeah. guys are Botox.
You know, we love it. We love it. Okay, send us to your doctor because we need it. But also, it's probably, you know, the food that you're cooking and putting yeah. in your body. Like yeah, you said, yeah. your body's a temple.
Yeah.
And when you're cooking for yourself, I believe it's always so much more better than going out.
Whole foods.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
I've noticed a lot that people eat out so much.
Yes.
The art of cooking has died. Like yeah. everything is so fast paced.
Yes.
And then we forget what the real purpose in life is, mm-hmm. right? Like to slow down and appreciate right. the moments with like
I
your
love
loved
that.
Ones and
yes.
have like a dinner that you cooked like right. in your household. And
yes.
like I think I really strive for slow mornings and slow days.
Oh, I love
and just
this.
Like relaxing. Obviously
wow.
everyone has to work,
mm-hmm.
but
mm-hmm.
always prioritize that as well yes. instead of always being go 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 all the
I
time.
I love that. Me yeah. and Eli have been talking about that recently because we have so many different things going on, but
yeah.
at the same time we're like, hey, like we actually really need to learn how to slow it down,
yeah.
enjoy life,
yeah.
like you know, it's hard for us to do that, but
Yeah,
you
like
know.
enjoy the
Yeah.
fruits of your labor. What is the point of working so hard if you're not gonna
Yes.
take a day off and really
Right.
just like phone free and
Right.
just be in the
Oh my
moment?
gosh, I
Yeah.
love
I couldn't
this.
agree more. So
Yeah.
going back more further, so you obviously are a chef now. What changed maybe from the beginning? Because did you always want to be a chef when you were a child or a teenager, or what happened?
I really didn't know. I didn't know that I wanted to be a chef. I was a waitress for many years and I worked in kitchens. And from a business standpoint, chefs are owned by investors if they have a restaurant, unless you put up all the money for your own restaurant, which is
Right.
extremely difficult to do. And
Yes,
the
yes.
success rates for restaurants is not the greatest.
Right,
It's
right, right.
the type of business that loses the most amount of money. And so I saw that when I was in my early 20s. I saw that the creativity they had, but it wasn't their restaurant. And they still had to follow other people's protocols or
Right.
their wants and their desires. And
Yes.
the menu's always changing and stuff like that. So I didn't want that for myself. I was like, if I'm gonna do this, I wanna do it in the comfort of my own home.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of pressure working in restaurants. And people are always unsatisfied.
Right.
So
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Yes.
I think there's something really beautiful about like a truck or like a pop-up or just seeing it for what it is, people trying your food, but
Yeah.
constantly like a whole
All the
restaurant,
time.
I don't see for myself.
Yes,
We've been
yes,
to
yes.
we definitely go to a lot of places to eat.
We're foodies for
We're
sure.
foodies for sure. I appreciate the people that own restaurants and I
Oh,
appreciate amazing restaurants.
Yes, of
It's
course.
yes.
And
Yes,
we've been
yes.
to a few where actually, believe it or not, we make acquaintances and friends very easy. So when we sit in these restaurants, the main person who either is a sub manager or somebody runs into us and we talk to them and they're telling us everything, their experiences of the hardship of running a
Yeah.
restaurant.
They're working 12-hour days. You're dedicated 12, 14, 16-hour days,
Right,
you
right,
know?
right.
And it's not a lot of profit.
So being that, have you thought about running your own restaurant, or are you where are you at?
Career-wise, owning a restaurant is never something that I've wanted to do. Owning a cafe is
Okay.
something that I like.
Love this,
Okay,
love
like
this.
we can be
Okay.
chilling in a little apron.
There
I
you
serve you
go.
some coffee, some
Yes.
panecitos, some
Okay, yeah, and
bocadillos.
then you'll
Love
serve
it.
us some
Of course.
pasta. Let's
Nice.
go.
Of
I'm
course.
excited.
I would be there.
Right?
I would be
Chef
like overseeing,
Natalia
making
hands-on.
sure the
Oh my
lattes are
gosh.
being done
Right.
right.
Love this.
Because I
Love it.
love coffee. I love matcha. I love buns.
Same,
Like,
same.
yeah.
Everybody
Literally.
knows I love pan.
He like is obsessed, and every time we go to like a Mexican market or something, he
Yeah,
has
like
to
un
get
panecito
it.
for the
Yeah,
road. Yeah.
right.
So
We
we
love
love
your
you.
pan. You love the pan that they have over there.
Oh
Then you get like
God.
fresh right out of
I'm
those
so
bakeries.
excited. It's gonna be so airy. It's
It
just like
really
it's
is. Oh
super
my
airy.
God. Yeah, it's
Yeah.
crazy.
Like brioche.
You know.
But yeah, that's one of my goals. I guess if I have a 5-year goal, it would be
Yes.
opening up a cafe.
Amazing.
I think pop-ups are really cool. I've done pop-ups with my friend Nikita, who's like massive in the catering
Love it.
industry,
Okay.
and it was very successful and we had a lot of fun doing it. So
Love
I
it.
think from time to time, just kind of being like, we're having a pop-up twice a year, it
Yeah.
brings like a little bit of excitement
That's
and you
fun.
can really zone in on the creativity and then make a profit there if you really
Right.
want to.
Right.
And then recipe books. But more so than anything, it's probably having a platform to
Right.
teach people how to cook. I
I
always
love
say, like,
that.
yes, I'm a chef, but I'm more of a teacher
Oh,
because I
yes.
want you to learn.
Right,
Like,
right.
the benefit I already have of being a chef, but I want you to learn how to do it
So,
too.
so epic.
Yeah.
That is
So
so
I
epic.
noticed
Yeah.
on
Yeah.
your
So
social media, which, by the way, you're almost at 400,000 followers just on Instagram. I'm sure
Yes.
you have more in other
Yes.
platforms.
Yes. Thank
You do
you.
have a crowd of people that follow you. You call them Natties. Not, is that what it is?
No,
Natties?
Pookies.
Pookies.
I call them
Pookies.
Pookies.
Okay,
Yeah.
okay.
So being that they're more exclusive, do you give them anything in addition to the general public? Like, do you give them like hints or secrets or advice
Secret recipes,
or
maybe.
or maybe ways of when they can find you to get little autographs?
I always publicize if I'm gonna be somewhere, but I also respond to a lot of DMs. So
Love that.
everything on my Instagram I run. And so if you do need help with something or you miss something that I posted or you want to know something, I will most likely respond to you.
Love this.
And if I can't and I see like a lot of messages coming through, then I'll repost a story.
Wow.
I also have subscriptions, so it's for people that really need an in-depth like 10, 12, 15-minute tutorial.
That's
Because
awesome.
normally the way content is now is our attention span is so short, a lot of people are they're done.
Within 3 seconds,
So you
yes.
have to keep it very short, and
Right.
to really learn how to do a recipe, like you can't do in a 30 minute.
Hour
yeah
or an hour
we yeah. have yeah. a friend that she's from Italy, right?
Yes.
And she hosts a I think it's like a cooking class.
Yes.
Yeah.
And she's
yeah.
always like hosting random, like anybody
virtual,
can sign up.
A virtual one or even in person.
Right. Right,
yeah.
Right.
So if someone really wants to learn how to cook or they have like a specific dish that I've made and they're like, Natalia, I'll hire you mm-hmm. to come to my house mm-hmm. and show me how to make this like dish. I'll be like, perfect. We can set it up awesome. And I'll do it in person with you and mm-hmm. at your pace and give you all the tips and tricks. So
love this.
It's always fun.
You're truly multi-talented, honestly. Cause I know, you know, most of our audience is probably going to see you as, you know, Chef Natalia, but you're an influencer. You're a beauty queen. Oh, you're doing so many different things.
And you're on TV.
And also,
and I'm a
like,
mom.
Oh my gosh, and a mom and a television star mm-hmm. and all these different things. And, you know, it takes a lot because, you know, just being a chef alone takes so much preparation and what is going to be done, new recipes, keeping up with trends. But I really love your concept on how you are more of like an influencer teacher, even though, yes, you're a chef.
Yeah.
But the influencer teacher world that you're living in is so amazing because you could also monetize off this.
Yeah.
And
I'm very fortunate. Yeah. So like I do so much and sometimes it's overwhelming, but this is the life that I wanted.
That's so
and I'm
cool.
so fortunate because not a lot of people can have this. A lot of people have normal 9-to-5s mm-hmm. who they have kids and a husband that they have to tend to and stuff like that. So I can't complain.
That's
I really
amazing.
Can't.
And you get to do what you want.
Yeah. It's what I truly love.
That's
it's what
so
I truly
amazing.
Love to do, as hard as it may be.
Yes.
Cause a lot of people don't know content creating is very difficult.
Yes.
Yeah, and you guys know, and the editing, especially if you do everything yourself, the man hours that you put in. So you're like the creator, the director, the videographer, the editor, the talent. You're like everything.
Everything.
It can get exhausting, but you know, people look forward to seeing you.
Yes.
And you like brighten up people's day with your content, and I think that's just so amazing to see.
And correct me if I'm wrong. Is cooking. You know, trends and this type of world, isn't this one of the most viral reels or you know trends that are going on right now?
A lot of people look on TikTok for recipes.
Right.
It's like so sensationalized, and it's also like a billion-dollar industry, right? Like the cooking industry, the products, like all that stuff. So it's a great industry to be in.
I mean, it makes sense because we're always looking on TikTok for like. All right, where can we go? What can we hit?
Or like the new place to, like what restaurant is open, what experience,
Or when the holidays come around, we're like, okay, holiday desserts.
How do you make the holidays?
Exactly.
Yeah, so it's super cool.
And then so for like chefs that are out there that are just...
Starting out
or even just in, they're just in the chef world. Mm-hmm. Like maybe you can give them advice on maybe dabbling in the trends and the influencing world, because as you could tell, you as a person here today, we see that you're able to get into so many different worlds, but still keep your chef world involved in all those worlds.
Yeah.
So like, you know, was it like scary getting in this world? You know, you had, like you said, it's so much work. You have to set up a camera. You're the talent.
Yeah.
You know, you have to edit it. You if you crack an egg too many, you have to start all over.
Yeah, you gotta do it again. Yeah.
So like, how do you deal with all this for a new beginning chef?
I think the most important thing is, doesn't matter if you don't have any experience. It doesn't matter if you went to school. It doesn't matter if you don't know how to edit. Cause I didn't go to school. I didn't go to culinary school.
Okay.
I didn't know how to edit. I record on my phone. There's no fancy cameras that I use.
Love this.
I think the most important thing is wanting it. Mm-hmm. It's just wanting it and stop making excuses. Cause I've been wanting to do this for a very long time, for years. Mm-hmm. I used to tell like the people that I dated, like, oh, that had restaurants or had like carts. I'm like, you should do this flavor and this and this and that. And I'm like, what am I doing? Like giving all my secrets away. Yeah, like let me do it myself.
Right.
But overall, it's just being a people person.
Yes.
Having social skills.
Okay.
It's honestly the most important thing. If you can learn how to talk to people in a way where you can persuade them confidently, and even if you're not confident, fake it.
Right.
You know, in a way where it doesn't come off arrogant and someone can learn something from you.
Love that.
That's what's important. Okay. And everything else will follow. Mm-hmm. You know, you'll learn how to edit.
Right.
Someone will come along that will want to help you.
Yes.
Or you've done your research and then this is where we are now. because I've only been doing this for 2 years.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh
gosh, and epic. From like the day that I posted to now, it's only been 2 years.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. And you're getting calls from huge networks like Fox Television, which is, you know, worldwide.
Like national, national. Yeah.
Celebrities like Gordon Ramsay, yeah, like they want,
so
he wants you to cook him 30-minute tamales. Like, how cool is this?
He's insane.
And I think I heard that, because most people, they have to go for an audition. These are like hundreds of people.
Yeah, so tens of thousands of people applied for this show.
Oh my gosh.
And I didn't apply.
What?
Someone reached out to me.
Oh my god.
And I thought it was a scam. I was like, there's no way this is real.
Okay.
Like, yeah. There's no way.
Yeah.
And at the time, I didn't have an agency, so no one to really like support me or like guide me. And then we did an interview process, and they were like, we love you.
No way.
And it's all based off of your personality.
Wow.
Right? Your people skills,
this
your social
cool.
skills.
Oh my
That's
god.
What's important. Yes. That's what you should really learn. Like how to master or how to be better at be successful in anything that's social media related.
I heard that and you sound like a teacher. Like you sound like you're like feels naturally a teacher and you're teaching me something. And I love that, you know, one thing I think a lot of people are confused about is they feel like when people are doing so much, it's a distraction. But like Mike said earlier, more like multi-talented.
Yeah.
Because when you can create a business in so many different ventures and you can make it successful, like your image is, having an image is also
a business. It's about you, right? Yes. So whatever you do, you can have four businesses, but I'm like, you know what? It's Ellie and Mike. I trust them with my life.
Yes.
I'm going to support them in whatever business ventures they have.
Love that.
So that's it. Definitely, I would say hone in to one, one that you're the most passionate about, become successful at it, and then you can venture out to the other ones.
Yeah.
Don't try to do too much at once because then you're going to overwhelm yourself, but... Yeah.
I love that. So, and that's great concept, guys, because she's already a teacher and she can train you guys how to be amazing chefs and influence as well. And not to mention, she's a mother. That's crazy.
Right. Oh,
I mean,
my God.
So that's a job in itself.
That's
like
a job.
Being a mom alone.
Yes. That is a job.
And are you, and I don't know if we can ask, are you a single mom or?
I'm a single mom, but I am in a relationship
with
someone else.
Okay.
Not my daughter's dad.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Love it.
But we have a great co-parenting relationship.
That's
so
great.
This is very important. This is a topic that I did want to discuss
please.
To all my moms
yes,
out there,
please,
all
please.
Of my single moms out there, right? The one thing that I can advise you to try to have the life that you want for yourself is have the most amazing work ethic, right? So I'm very fortunate that I have, you know, a co-parent person that supports my dreams and sees how hard I wanted this and how hard I work and says, you know what? Yes, like I will help you with our daughter. I will
Wonderful.
Be there. Wow. I will be present because I believe in you. And that's all about respect. Obviously, we can't control how these men will be with these women because there's a lot of single moms.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, hold your boundaries strong with these partners that you have and hope that just through your work ethic and how powerful that is, that they find it within themselves to support you in that.
Wow.
And I even asked him, I was like, why do you support me? You know, like what, you know, why?
Yes.
Because you could have been a shit person.
Right.
And
right.
I could have been with her 100% and had her with a babysitter, but you're present. He's very present.
Wow.
And he's like, because you work so hard and I can see the little glow in your eyes when you do what you do.
Wow.
And the most important thing to me is that you're the best example for our daughter. And by doing what you're doing, you're the best example for her.
Wow.
So I help you for her, not really specifically for you,
right.
but for her.
Yes.
But that's not something that we spoke about. It's not something that I begged him to do. It just came from doing what I love.
Wow.
That's a powerful statement because
I have the chills.
Even my parents were hard workers that would work. I mean, not 9 to 5. I mean, 9 to 9, probably.
Yeah.
Two jobs. Mm-hmm. And we're exactly like that. Like, that's why we do so many different things.
Yeah.
We're passionate and great at real estate and mortgage. That's our main baby. But everything else we do, like the social media, the community giving, working on this podcast, meeting great collaborators and people like yourself. These are our passions. Now we're doing things we enjoy because real estate and mortgage, let's be real, it's not the most entertaining.
No.
Because it's money.
It's a boring business, but it's a good business.
Yes. Right.
And a very necessary business.
It's a necessary business.
Right.
But everything else is also a business that we actually really enjoy doing. But I actually feel like you enjoy being a chef, right? Like, isn't that your your passion? Yeah. You enjoy cooking?
I enjoy it. I think that's one of my biggest love languages. Like, mm-hmm. if I'm in the kitchen and I make something for you and I can see your beautiful face eating
so
it.
That's so great.
And I'll be
that.
Like, tell me, do you like it? And
right.
You know, and then you also get the experience. Like, oh my gosh, Natalia, I've never had something like this. Like, mm-hmm. I open up your eyes to the culinary world, something you've never had before. Mm-hmm. I think it's so pleasurable.
That's so great. What is one of your most difficult dishes that you have ever made?
Difficult?
Yes.
Being a professional chef.
Oh my God. I don't know. I think any traditional Mexican dish is difficult within itself.
Yes, yes.
Like birria, people can get wrong. Mm-hmm. Any tatemados are wrong. Like, they can get wrong. Tamales are hard.
Right.
You know,
that's why I don't know how you did 30 minutes tamales, but tamales.
Yeah, like the very, very traditional dishes. Because if you've had that in Mexico once, mm-hmm. There's no way that you're going to want it any other way.
Right.
You know?
So kind of like mole. Like, it has like how many different ingredients?
Mole has so many ingredients to make this one sauce.
Yes.
Mole is one of the hardest sauces to make. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it all comes down to, but see, I learned through the grandmas and the tias and the moms, so shout out to
them. Amazing, shout out, we love you.
Because they are the true, like, culinary experts, and nobody ever taught them, they didn't go to school.
You know, they were troubleshooting.
And look how, like,
the flavors.
Yeah, like, look how intricate mm-hmm. this recipe is.
Yes.
Like, who on earth would have thought to moler 30,000 mm-hmm. chiles and mm-hmm. nueces and all these things to make this one sauce.
Yes.
Literally.
Yeah.
Like almonds and chocolate.
Almonds and chocolate. And
I'm like, how is this even?
Like, people really had time
right?
to experiment.
Yes, because it's so many different ingredients.
So being that there might not be a difficult dish that you made, how about your most favorite dish? Or maybe at least your top three favorite dishes.
My favorite dishes to make that I know will impress mm-hmm. anyone.
Yes. Let's say we're coming over and you're like, okay, I want to impress them.
Okay. It would be enchiladas verdes.
Oh my God, yes.
Those are down to
no way.
Enchiladas verdes.
Okay.
Pozole.
Oh my God.
I love pozole.
Wow. We love pozole.
But I also love pastas and like caprese salads.
Oh,
like,
really?
Yeah, I love pastas. And then steaks. Like any steaks.
Oh my God.
Going like mashed potatoes or like baked potatoes.
Oh my God.
With like loaded baked potatoes. So good.
These are all of our favorite foods. Like, you just hit us on the spot.
You obviously make it from scratch, right?
Yes.
There's no box stuff.
No box stuff. No.
Making sure, because I've seen stuff.
No, you can make pasta from scratch and all that stuff too. But then you also have to be mindful, right? Mm-hmm. Pasta that's made from scratch is harder to digest. That's why, like, store-bought pasta. Uh-huh. As long as you have good quality pastas, I'm not against it.
There you go.
Yeah.
So you'd probably be okay getting the box stuff from, like, Sprouts.
Or, like, from an Italian deli. I love pastas from, because then you know, like, it was made in Italy.
Yeah.
It has, like,
like,
fewer preservatives.
Right. They're really looking at their ingredients there.
Yeah. So when I go to the grocery store, I look at the ingredients list. Okay. I don't care about calories, cholesterol, protein, fats. I don't care about any of that. Because
that's
it really matters if it's whole foods, if it's natural, if it's simple, right?
Yes.
So I look at the actual ingredient list when I'm purchasing.
I love
that. So if
that.
I see a list of just enormous things, I'm like, this is not for me.
Right. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
You're so yes, you're a chef, but I know you also were in the beauty world. So you know, obviously your makeup is so beautiful.
Oh,
you're always cooking with your rings and your nails
thank
and
you.
Hair did. I love this so much. So
I
beautiful.
Know I have long nails and I'm a chef.
Yeah.
Like, I will not stop getting my nails done.
Oh my God. And talk to us about this. Yeah. Talk to us about this beauty world. It's a little bit different. Usually when you're looking at a chef, it's like they're very covered. Hair not.
Well, it's not allowed for safety and sanitary purposes. But you also have to understand, like, if I'm getting criticized for a recipe that I did and my hair is down and my nails are long, I'm like, I'm cooking for myself
in
my home.
Exactly.
You don't see me in public.
Yeah,
And obviously, chefs, we wash our hands a million times, like a million. So even if we're doing something with no gloves, our hands are the cleanest out of anyone.
Right.
But I was a makeup artist. I went to school.
Oh my God,
to become a makeup artist.
No way.
Yeah, I think I was like pretty top of my class. Like when it came, I naturally had it to do the makeup.
Yes, as you could tell, everyone, as you could tell, you know.
Yeah, watch it look all bad, like on camera.
Oh my God, right? We're like, no.
So
no filter needed. No filter needed. Your makeup's amazing.
So, I did that for a while.
Okay.
But it wasn't profitable. Mm-hmm, okay. And it was very exhausting as well. Mm-hmm. It was like a love of mine. But I think like I consider myself just an artist in general. Uh-huh. Like, you know, I can paint someone's face. Mm-hmm. I can cook a dinner. Yes. I can decorate something. Like people, mm-hmm. I always think of people as like they're analytical or they're creatives. Mm-hmm. Which one are you? Right? There's people that are like hard finance people that are good with numbers.
Right,
and that's
right.
Yeah. Right, and then there's people that have like vision and they're like, oh no, put this and put that, put that. So I consider myself a creative, like artist person, and that falls into everything in my life, right? Same. So the makeup, the styling, the food. But I'm always open to more. Mm-hmm. I think we're sponges, and there's, like Gordon said, always be open to learn. There's infinite things to learn. And once you think that you got it down and you're the best one, you're in the wrong room. Time to move on to feel uncomfortable.
Oh my God.
And always grow. As soon as you start thinking you're hot shit, move on to the next room where people are actually like better and better. So it's like an evolving.
Powerful wisdom for your age.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you.
Where is that rooted for you?
I think a lot of experience.
Okay.
A lot of experience. I think I've been through so much. Mm-hmm. I think I've always been a very naturally curious person. Mm-hmm. I've always wanted to know why and what and why is this way?
Yeah.
And I've always asked a million questions. And, you know, I have a life coach and she helps me a lot through that. Whenever I feel stuck or whenever I don't have an answer to something or I feel like I'm not moving with grace, I'm not, because it's very easy to get worked up and talk to people crazy.
Right.
Every time I feel like I'm not moving with grace or I'm lost or I'm hopeless, I talk to my life coach. And she brings a lot of perspective into me. So I've learned a lot from her, from reading books. Mm-hmm. So it just like falls into every part of me.
That's great. Especially when you have so many lines of work like you're doing, from influencing to television to chef to beauty. I mean, all of this.
But I've also met a lot of people in my life, right? Like, who would have ever thought that we would have met?
Right.
And now we're here now.
Yes.
And we hit it off.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, so, like, meeting people, learning their business, what they do, how they move. Like, I just always see myself when I'm with new people or people that are in different industries or very successful industries. Like, I'm just like a little mouse.
Okay.
And I just like to observe.
Love
and I like to be like, okay, this is how this works. And, oh, this is interesting and blah, 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 blah.
Yes.
And just making connections. And you learn from everyone that I've known. I've always called them for something. How do you do this? How do you do that? And you're just always constantly learning from people. So your people are your biggest teachers. Yes.
So you're learning, you're asking questions
all the time. Always be curious.
Always be curious. I love that. And I think one of the powerful things that you just said as well is sitting back and listening.
Yeah.
There are some people being interviewed on Rodeo right here down the street.
Oh, they are? I saw a bunch of people down there.
Yeah, people get interviewed all day, and a lot of billionaires are out there and they're getting interviewed. And I think one of the top things that they always say is step back and listen.
Yeah.
And be one of those people who listen, and then you can learn from that, and then you can implement it yourself.
Too much, it's kind of like, all right, well, are you doing it?
And I think the most successful people are very like timid and very reserved with how they speak. They're never like, I do this and that and the third. Like they don't care about that stuff.
And speaking of listening, is this something that you take, do you love hearing other people out? So when you're creating a dish, do you love like listening to like
their criticism?
Of course. Exactly.
Yeah, because it'll always make me better.
Okay.
Sometimes the criticism is just depends on personal preference.
Yeah.
And that's understandable. But if there's something technically wrong with the dish that I could have done better, there's no point of putting my ego into it.
Right.
Like imagine Gordon was criticizing my dish and I'd be like, yeah, I think you're wrong.
Right.
He would have been like, get out of here. Yeah. Get out of my show.
Exactly.
Yeah. You have to be like, yes. Okay. Because he has all the skill and the experience to also, like, I always say, get advice from people that you look up to and people that you'd want to be like. Don't get advice from like the crackhead down the street.
Right.
You know,
people
that really have no insight. Your tia that has been divorced 3 times. Like, don't ask them for advice. Ask advice and listen to people that you look up to, that they have something that you want to be like.
Right.
And that's, you know, who you should take advice
from. And take the positive criticism. Yeah,
take what you need, like channel it, and then go on your way and make it your own.
I love that. Because me and Eli are totally critics. When we go to restaurants, we're pretty hard. We're like, you know, is this good or not? I had some family restaurants in my in my world, and you know, not anymore. But when we did, it was like, now I have, when I go to Mexican restaurants, it's so hard to like
taste. Oh, I'm the harshest with Mexican restaurants. The harshest.
Same here. Yeah, same here. Yeah. And we're actually okay, because you're a chef. We're actually going to be trying a certain dessert that we have.
Oh, yay!
It's a dessert from right here in Beverly Hills.
Okay.
We won't say the name, you know, for today, but we're not gonna
be on that. We're not gonna put them on blast.
But
are you guys trying it with me?
We'll try it with you. Perfect. We're gonna try it with you. And so we want you as a chef to be able to tell us, because you are somebody that's tasting food all day, mm-hmm. you know, try this cake and kind of like tell us like if it's worth the price, right. because this is like a little bit of a pricey cake.
Ooh, and we should do like a name the price. Like, how much do you think this cake is?
Let's do that. I want to know like all your thoughts on it. I want to know how much you think it is. I won't say it right now.
Oh my gosh, then, I'm seeing it. It looks gorgeous. Right? It looks like, you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of James and the Giant Peach.
Oh my God, it does. It does. Hey, you could pass that over to her. And then there's another one that me and Eli are going to share. So. This one's yours. And
wow.
Okay, so I guess it's chocolate with a chocolate orange ganache on top. And can you explain to us what ganache is? Because I don't know.
Ganache is just chocolate.
Okay. Yeah. We learned something new today, Eli.
It's just chocolate.
Okay.
And forgive us if we're breaking your diet.
Oh, no. We don't believe in diets.
Okay. We don't believe in diets. We don't believe in diets. It's all right.
Take a bite first.
Okay. We'll go first.
Okay. Should we crack it?
Yeah. Oh, is that what you do?
Yeah. Crack the top.
Okay. Crack the top.
Okay.
Okay. It's a little bit cold right now. So maybe.
I think it's meant to be cold, isn't it?
So again, you're the chef. So is this what ganache is supposed to look like?
Sure. You can see the way it looks on this side.
Is it supposed to be more like creamy?
I don't know.
Right?
I'm not a pastry chef. There's a difference.
All right, guys, take a bite.
You have to do the whole thing.
Okay. You're right. See, yeah. I already messed up.
Everything in its entirety.
So we have to get the cake too.
Feel like I
have
okay.
There we go. Okay. One, ready? Two, three. Okay. Okay. Pretty good.
I mean, so let's.
I don't know what this powder is.
Yeah. Okay, so I was expecting like orange, but
I have no orange.
I don't feel
very
orange.
Subtly.
So guess this price. How much do you think this cake cost?
$17.
Okay, you are literally like right on point. I am not even kidding.
It's $17.
It's literally $17.
Oh my God!
Oh my God! Like what the heck? Like I'm
sorry. What's behind curtain number one?
right.
No.
Okay, so
this is so good.
The bottom, you can taste the orange in the bottom.
On the bottom. Okay.
This is where the ganache is. It's very thick.
Yeah.
I think this is more of like a cream, some kind of cream situation on top. I don't know what this powder is.
Yeah, I'm not.
So
I know you're not a huge on pastry chefs, but what would you do different to this cake to make it have like more flavor, I guess? Or if you think it's perfect, like what would you do different?
I don't think it's perfect.
Right.
I agree.
Sorry, but I agree for real.
Sorry, not sorry.
Right.
I think it's an overwhelming amount of just like pudding like texture, like this cream.
Yes.
It's too much. It's really also more like aesthetic.
Mm-hmm.
But this bottom tier is really good. The ganache is like really decadent and rich. I don't know. I like desserts that are like light and citrusy and that have cake, but have like there's no textural component here. It's all mush. It's all soft. Mm-hmm. So like something crunchy.
Yeah, it's missing.
And with
crunch.
Something soft.
It's missing.
Like a Twix bar.
Oh my God, that would be so
that
good.
That would be cool.
And I feel like for the price.
When you're done with it, I can.
Yeah.
I feel like. With them
for the price. I mean, it's, but listen, I'm sure that is very hard to make, so
right,
like
okay.
It's intricate, it's like it takes a lot of work.
So if anything, it's more of like it has like
it's like an aesthetically pleasing kind of dessert.
But if you look at it behind the menu through a glass of it looks interesting to purchase.
Yeah.
And it looks like it's gonna taste good.
Yeah. It's good.
It has flavor.
It's good. You can feel the citrus in the back of your throat.
Right,
so
right.
I'm developing a latte right now with a coffee shop.
Oh my gosh. No way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I have a viral like Caracara orange latte.
Oh my God.
So
no way.
Yeah. So chocolate and like orange and coffee.
You're
going
to have to try
it
when it's ready.
I'll make it for you.
Okay.
Well, yeah, in Long Beach, of course. I'm going to have like a little pop up and everything. There's orange latte that I made. And people are kind of like dumbfounded with the thought that orange and coffee go well together, but it really does. And so
it really does
like it's good.
Like they're meant to be together.
Okay,
yeah, like orange chocolate or orange and coffee. When I was on the show, when my mentor, Naisha, she made a chocolate lava cake. Mm-hmm. I told her, grab the oranges because orange and chocolate goes well. And she was like, you're right. So that was like one a part of the show that was so cute. Yeah.
Love it.
So I made this latte and we developed it in like the coffee shop. And then we were tasting how much orange do we want? Because an overwhelming amount of orange we don't like. Mm-hmm. An underwhelming amount. So the way the guy explained it when I tried it, I was like, I don't feel like it's orangey enough. I feel it more in the back of your throat after you're done drinking it than when you first taste it. Mm-hmm. He's like, you want it more forward than in the back. So that one's very in the back. That one doesn't slap you in the face with orange.
Right.
Yeah. You can, like, if someone didn't tell you, they'd be like, I don't know.
Yeah. I taste that now. I taste like the orange in the back of my throat. I guess because of the aesthetics of it, I'm like, oh, I'm going to taste orange. Yeah. There's an orange on top. I'm going to taste orange right away. Yeah. And obviously the price being a $17 mini cake, you would think you're getting like tons of sweet and orange.
It's not like cloyingly sweet. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's still pretty light.
It is very light. So, I mean, what would you rate the cake?
Out of 10? Like, would I get it again?
Right.
That's kind of rough.
Right. I feel the same.
I would do like a 4.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair.
I wouldn't get it, but I'm like a hard like creme brulee, tres leches.
Right. Like, the sweetness.
Like the light vanilla-y flavors. Yeah. I'm more vanilla than chocolate.
Okay.
So this is down to a preference because someone would think that's probably amazing if they love chocolate.
I love chocolate, and I'll be very honest too. I think I'm right there at a like 5.
Okay.
Only because I love chocolate, but it was too light and I didn't get the crunchy like you said.
Yeah.
I was expecting the orange so much that I was
more
like,
potent,
you know, I was like, okay, I'm ready for this like citrus, like you were saying as well. Yeah. And I did not feel it. So
it's interesting when you hear someone, right? Because you're like, you know what? You're right.
Yeah, that's
actually true.
Right. When you said the crunch, I was like, I need
crunch. A lot of people can't describe it the way that they want to. Mm-hmm. So me being someone that is around food, I'm like, okay, esto le faltaba.
Right. What are you rated, Eli?
Probably a 5 as well.
Okay. Yeah. So we're all right there.
So we're not buying it again.
We're not getting it again. We're not getting
it
again.
We're going to save $17.
You know, right. Exactly. Or we can have Chef make it for us.
So you were on the show. I believe it was recorded in Ireland.
Is that right?
So,
my God.
Why? I'm more curious as why in Ireland when it's.
I think the first season was shot in Vegas.
Okay.
And then the second, third, fourth, they're doing a season 5 and 6 now, are shot in Ireland for budgeting.
So everything is
a lot cheaper
to
do in Ireland than
so
it is
cool.
here in LA. I mean, LA is one of the most expensive cities in the world. Mm-hmm. So it would be cheaper for them to fly you out as their producer than have it here pay all of the production fees and the space and the labor and to keep the lights on.
Mm-hmm.
So only for budgeting purposes.
That's amazing. Also
he's from Europe. So I think it's also like closer to home for him than it is here in LA.
And you would never know the difference. Like I would never know that you were filming in Ireland. So,
yeah. It's not something they publicize, but it's also not a secret.
Right. Yes, definitely.
Yeah. So you did season 4. Is there a possibility you'll continue more seasons? Where's your next vice of what you want to do about in that?
That's a good question. So I don't know if you guys know, but my time on the show came to an end. Mm-hmm. I got eliminated.
Yes. Out of how many people? That way the audience knows.
Out of 24 people, I placed 9th.
Okay. So, oh my 10. God. Yes. That's Let's really go. We 10. Love this. Yes. There you
so
go.
Very,
top 10.
Very proud moment.
Yes. And congratulations. Thank you. That's amazing.
Thank you. I think next is just, I want to do mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to be able to have like a series on Netflix, on Amazon.
I see the
Where
list.
Like it's a full on production and I'm cooking as if I were in my home.
This is so
And
great.
We can go from there. I think it'd be very entertaining to watch.
Right.
Because that's what I grew up with. Mm-hmm. I grew up so many cooking shows and now they're not like that.
Right.
Those don't exist anymore.
Yeah,
so
you're
I'm kind of like, bring them back.
Oh my God, we need them back.
Yeah, where we would sit and watch like Rachel Ray make something for 30 whole minutes.
Yes.
And, or like Sarah Lee.
I love
those. Like, okay. Writing it down, like,
and they kind of had their own style, like you, because you're your own personality.
Yeah.
And I think that would be so cool to see you, like, on Netflix or Hulu, with, you know, you walking out and you're looking so beautiful, making sure your makeup, hair, nails, rings are all on. Dresses.
I would love to have a podcast, mm-hmm. but strictly with just food.
Oh my god!
Like you could, like let's say I'm gonna invite Mike and Eli. Right. I'm like, come to my house. We're gonna shoot a podcast.
That is so amazing.
The videographer's there.
Okay.
But it's all interactive. So mm-hmm. I'm teaching you how to make something while wow. I'm asking you questions about whatever, whatever.
That is so cool. Yeah. Nobody is doing this.
We're just talking about that. Think of like who's done that. I feel like
only like the hot ones. The ones where they eat the hot wings, but yeah, they're not cooking.
But he's not teaching right. them. They're just eating yeah. food.
And that's the yeah. only one that I can think of right now.
Something.
I think the one that was the closest would be like Selena plus Chef, Selena
okay.
Gomez.
Oh, okay, okay.
Where she had all the cameras set up in her house mm-hmm. and there was a chef that would come in and help her cook mm-hmm. and they would go back and forth with like questions.
Right.
So that one was really fun to watch. Mm-hmm.
Was that more like reality TV?
I think so. I think it was on HBO mm-hmm. or Blue. Oh. I can't remember.
Yeah, yeah.
But that one was really fun to watch.
Okay, I see this
vision.
But she's
a whole ass celebrity.
Oh my God, yes. Just like you, though. We
even.
Love it. Totally.
I'm not there
totally.
Yet. No.
No, you are. You're even recently, how do you take the pressure of being like behind the camera when you, again, you are mainly, you know, someone that is, you know, very personable, because when you're cooking, that's very personal. You're not really thinking there's gonna be cameras on you.
Yeah.
But now you're in a world of, again, nationwide TV. You were just on one of the number one Latino podcasts in the whole entire world.
Yeah.
Like, how do you feel about being, you know, behind the actual camera instead of like in the kitchen? Like,
you know what? I think after Next Level Chef, like, I don't get nervous.
Okay.
I think they had a million people on there. They didn't tell you what you were doing. Mm. You were kept in the dark. And there was 40,000 cameras on
oh
you.
Oh, my God.
And then you were on a time crunch.
Wow.
With a lot of pressure. I think once you do something like that, doing stuff like podcasts and like things like it's that, you're just so comfortable.
Okay.
At least for me.
Yeah.
I'm like, I've already, like, because I wanted to throw up every single day. Like, it was, like, mm-hmm. so anxiety-filled. So I think this is very casual. I think we can control, like, what it's not like I have paparazzi on me. Like, it's nothing like that.
Right,
like,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. You. I don't know
when
if
you're
I
showing
want
up to an
Netflix
show.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But I do get recognized often.
Yes.
Which is interesting.
Love
but
that.
I think it's always so sweet because people yes. are just like, oh, my gosh, I love
yeah,
you. I make okay. your recipes. And
yes.
I'm like, yes.
Wow.
I love that you make my recipes.
That is so lit. I love that so much.
So to shift a little bit into, we'll call this the dark side, right?
Right.
So let's talk about maybe things that weren't so bright sometime in your career. Mm-hmm. Was there ever a time, even if you have to go all the way backwards to even when you were younger, was there ever a time that perhaps things just didn't look so bright for you? Things that maybe you were just like, I'm putting the dishes away. I'm no longer going to do this. I'm done. I'm doing something different. Maybe a moment where you felt it was done. You were done with something.
We can backpedal to when I was younger, before I had my daughter, right? I think before I had my daughter, I was like partying all the time. I was like going out with the wrong people.
Yeah.
I ended up getting in trouble and I was like, oh my gosh, I can't do this anymore. Mm-hmm. And then I got into a relationship and then I got pregnant.
Okay.
And that relationship didn't work out. So I had to like maneuver, you know, how my life was going to be. But mm-hmm. obviously it had to slow down because I had a daughter now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you kind of psychologically put yourself in a position. I want to be a good example for my daughter. And so I think my daughter in a way saved me
wow.
from all the chaos.
Yes.
You know, because yes. we were young, like
right.
I think everyone has that phase in their life where they're just partying, they're
right.
out with their friends, they're
been
doing
there
their
first sure. yeah
and like it's repetitive. You mm-hmm. can do that every weekend
mm-hmm.
and then you
right.
just you really have no sense of where your life is going, or you're not like locked in and focused.
Yes.
So I think having a baby, mm-hmm. not that that's what I recommend people to do,
right.
yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. right unless you're ready.
But I think she was like definitely like an eye-opening moment for me, and I was like, I want to be better for her, I want to be better for myself. I don't mm-hmm. want to be another statistic
yes.
of like the Hispanic culture where like everyone's living with their parents y no hace nada con su vida,
mm-hmm.
because you know, being Mexican and Latina, they put a lot of pressure on you and
right.
they don't believe in
yes.
a lot of like the outlandish kind of dreams mm-hmm. that you might have.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, tú tienes que
right.
like, look down y trabajar
yes.
and have a regular job
right.
and so like overstepping that statistic and being like, no, esto es lo que voy a hacer. This
mm-hmm.
is what I'm going to do. And
mm-hmm.
you're going to believe me and you're going to
yes.
support me. And now my mom, like, because my parents are, they have a lot of tough love. They don't,
yeah.
they never say like, you're doing so great.
Right.
Like, we're so proud of you. Like, I can't believe you did this. Mm-hmm. They're always, like, very negative.
Okay, yes.
And that's just who they are. Right. They're never going to change.
Right. Yes.
I love them for them. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But it's my job, right, to be like, who cares what they're saying?
Yes.
I believe in myself. Right. And I'm going to do this. Mm-hmm. And then everything else kind of, like, falls.
I love how you're so open about that, because there's so many people, especially in the Latino community. My first used to be like that. Yeah, it used to be. To me, and actually we both do the same, because in the past we were always like partying, having a good time. And then you realize it catches up to you, right? Yeah. As you get older, you realize, darn, we have to deal with this. It doesn't give you a right presence. People end up really criticizing you a little bit differently. Mm-hmm. But then you're dealing with people that actually have no right to criticize you.
Because they're it's like, again, people you don't look up to. You're accepting criticism and defeat from people that you don't wish you had their life.
Right.
And so, you know, I love my parents, and this is something that we can openly talk about. But they might not be, you know, the best support group for me. And this is where you find it in other people.
Oh, that's amazing.
And I don't hate my parents for that. I don't wish they were other people, because I also think about, this is also their first time in life too. And they didn't have all the resources that we had. They didn't have life coaches. They didn't have books. They didn't go to school.
They
are just doing their best.
The best they can.
And I accept them for who they are. Sometimes when my mom is like pissing me off, I'm like, she's just a little girl. Deep down, there's like an unhealed child there.
Right.
That I have to learn to be like, okay. Right.
And I think we forget that sometimes, where I was telling him, I was like, you know, sometimes we don't think about this, but our parents were so involved in our own life that we're like, our parents, like, they get sad too, you know? They go through issues
but
too.
But our parents come from the generation where they gave up all their dreams so that we can have a better life.
Right.
Because I'm sure our parents had ginormous dreams.
Of course.
They couldn't. Where did it go? Mm-hmm. It didn't happen. Yes. So there's like a form of like resentment within themselves, you know, because they had kids, everyone was having kids back to back.
Right.
And so, like, take it for what it is and then try to be better. Yeah. And then I think always space is a good thing. Mm-hmm. Not being so heavily involved with your parents.
Yes.
Space can create such a healthy relationship, at least in the future.
Yeah, because I'm sure, like, being on, you know, nationwide TV, you're
expecting... Oh, yeah, they're living it up. They're like, mi hija esto y mi hija el otro. And I'm like, oh, pero cuando estaba allá, you guys were blowing up my phone, telling me, when are you going to come back?
Yes,
we need help over here. Y todos los problemas.
Right.
But now that I'm on TV, they're like, oh, mi hija esto. I'm like, you guys are so fucking twisted.
Right? So and then you're like, okay, let me just go with this.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Like, I can't.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know what? I do love the fact that, like, even if they don't openly tell me I'm proud of you, they're doing it behind my back, like, to everyone.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, me. Mm-hmm. Like, they say good things about me when I'm not there.
Right.
And I think that's where it counts.
Oh, yeah.
Even if, of course, I want it. The verbal validation.
Yes.
But like, if I don't get it and they meet you and they're like, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And you could see it in their eyes. Yeah. They're like, oh, those are good parents.
In all reality, they're like our biggest supporters.
Yeah, like,
you know what I mean?
Low key.
Like,
they don't want you to know.
Yeah.
They don't want to give you.
But everybody else knows.
They don't want to give you your flowers, but they're
They're
the first followers on your
Instagram.
You're like, I got a view and it's their parents. You're like, okay, you know what? I'll take it. It's a win.
It's only different. My mom loves it. She's the first person to come. I'm like, oh my God, just wait a minute.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
We're like, wait 10 minutes.
10 minutes, mom.
And it's a beautiful, because that was going to be my next question is, you know, what dragged you out of these hard times? And it's so amazing to hear you say that it was your daughter that actually brought you out of this.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of people have different answers, and this one was a really beautiful answer.
Oh.
And so, and she's six now, you said, right?
She's six.
That's so beautiful. She's goodness.
Well, you have a great pathway going for you, where you already know where you want to be in your future. You have this cafe in mind.
Yeah.
I can already see the expertise of you having the matcha and the panes and everything, which I'm going to be the first one there, by the way.
Yes, thank you.
If we could just also reiterate what we were saying, is that you basically came from, you know, the back areas of Los Angeles, you know,
from nothing
and being poor and, you know, going through some hard times where you're partying and just not really knowing where you're going in your young world that you're living to. In 2 years, I mean, literally nationwide television shows calling you, not even needing an audition. You were just being yourself, upgrading yourself.
Yeah.
And in that time of you upgrading yourself, you're having you know, Gordon Ramsay reach out to you and these Fox, you know, television and, you know, being a single mom, but still you know, it's like,
stop.
I needed to like, re-say all this because like people who are watching right now, like you could make it in just a little time of 2 years and you're living proof of that. And I'm about to cry. And I'm like, oh my God, like it's so inspirational.
Sweet.
So thank you for like, spreading all of this information and what you went through, because it really does help our audience. It helps us as individuals.
And there's a lot of women we've had that go through these struggles, because obviously as a woman, you have so many oppositions, especially the male world. It's mostly a male world.
I was going to say, I was like, you know, society is built for men to thrive and not really women. Like we're more oppressed than men are. And so it's difficult to find like that light at the end of the tunnel and really... Because to be successful and to be your own person, you have to low-key kind of be a bitch. You have to be like, I'm not going to accept this.
Right.
These are my boundaries. Mm-hmm. This is what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And a lot of women tend to go back just to please, to be accepted.
Yes.
Because, you know, when you have that kind of mentality where nobody's going to take advantage of me, nobody's going to step over me, you're looked like a bitch.
Right, and that's not great
in society. So there's a lot of pushback when a woman wants to be independent and stand for what she believes in and all that kind of stuff. So just know that it comes with those difficulties.
Right.
It's not a walking door
greasy
for me.
I'm sure
a lot of men tell me like, oh, you're too this, you're too that, like tú eres muy hablada, like, you know, and I'm like, I don't care.
Exactly, I love this.
The world is small, and at the end I was telling them, we only need to please ourselves.
Yeah.
At the end, no one cares.
Yeah.
People are going to criticize no matter what it is. Even if you're the best person in the world, somebody's got something to say about you. Mostly bad.
Yeah.
But you have to know how to empower yourself like you are doing with you, and you're keeping your daughter involved with you as a great mom. And you're just doing the best you can. And it's your own version of your own life. And at the end, you do whatever you want. No one tells you otherwise, right? And now you have a great supporter as a boyfriend that you have now, that where he will be there. And you go with him. And
even your ex-partner being a supporter, that's just amazing. Very it all came from, like you just said, being
together.
Yourself.
From standing in yourself. From standing in what I believe in.
Right.
Not taking no for an answer, right? And being like my true, authentic self.
That's so beautiful.
Right? And not apologizing for it.
Mm-hmm.
This is who I am.
Yes.
This is who you're going to like.
Right.
Si no, te vas a la chingada.
Right.
Te vas a la, what was it?
Te vas a la chingada.
Y'all know what that means.
Right. And I know you...
We need to put subtitles.
Yeah, actually. And I know that you gave us a little bit about your 5-year plan, but this is one of our most interesting questions that we like to ask, because it makes us really like see your visions and your future and everybody else.
And we're all into manifestation, so we can manifest with you. It only helps your power to go into the direction.
So what would be your 5-year plan? What actually is that? In 5 years, where are you going to be? I know you touched a little bit about it, but maybe a little bit more in detail.
Yeah, so 5 years, a cookbook.
Love this.
A cafe.
Okay.
Whatever that looks like.
I'm already walking in there.
Yes. Do you have names for the cookbook or the cafe yet?
Yes, I do have a name for the cookbook.
No way.
But cookbooks take 2 years to develop.
Okay.
So like writing out the recipes. Mm-hmm. The cookbook is gonna be called Casita Blanca.
Oh my God.
And I have this photograph of this very old, like beat down white home
with señoras
coming into it with like holding tortillas.
No way.
Yeah, so my book will definitely be dedicated to all the women or men in people's lives that, you know, made dishes for you and can fill a special place in your heart,
some kind
of warmth or some kind of safety, because really to them that. You know, it's not like you're going to be looking at a chef and you're like, this person made my whole life. It's your mom. It's your tia. It's, you know, your friend's mom. It's your grandma. Like, those are the women that I truly, like, love and want to empower. So it's going to be called Casita Blanca.
Oh, my God. I literally can see the front cover already.
Yeah.
So that is so exciting.
Yeah.
You're honestly such we're fans now, but it was a delight to have you on our podcast.
Thank you
for being here even after La Platica. I mean, that's a really powerful podcast, too.
And so it's the... It's going to be the cookbook. It's going to be the cafe.
The cookbook, the cafe. Hopefully by that time we're on mainstream media. So not social.
Yes.
We're on Netflix. Right. We're doing commercials. Yes. We're doing all the big billboard stuff. And, you know, putting our sazon out there in the world.
Oh my God. I see this. Oh my God. I actually see you on the billboards. I see you on Netflix. Like, and I know you see all this too. So yeah, that's what's so amazing about it. Like,
well, thank you guys for having me.
Oh my God.
Honestly, is
there anything with that camera maybe you could share with your followers or our followers that maybe you could provide light to what they can do to maybe better their life? Maybe they want to be a chef. Maybe they are stuck in the space where maybe you can give them some recognition and understanding.
The only thing that I can say is to always be authentic to who you are as a person. Never let anybody tell you different. And just to keep going, that there's always hope. Never lose hope.
Love that.
I love that.
My gosh.
Thank you so much for sharing this experience.
Yes.
Guys, you guys know where to follow her. Natalia Joy. And you're not going to stop hearing from her. She's going to be cooking things up all the time. So
love
it. Super excited. Guys, thank you so much for spending the moment with us.
Thank you. Thank you for being here. We love you. Thank you.